Hey, this is Dave Douglas. This is a special edition of the A Noise from the Deep podcast. I wanted to do a show about this trip that I just took to the Suoni delle Dolomiti. It's a music and culture festival in the state of Trentino, which is in northern Italy. I've been going there for a lot of years. They commissioned a piece called Mountain Passages from me about 12 years ago, which I dedicated to my father. And this year we did a project to rearrange this suite for Mario Brunello, cello soloist, and an ensemble of four cellists called Cello Forever. And it was a whirlwind trip. And then the one surprising detail about the concert was that it was to be held at sunrise. So it was at 6 a.m. At 2,500 meters, which is roughly 7,500 feet. And I made little recordings as I went along, and we were just listening to a section of the piece. So thanks for listening. As always, find us at iTunes and comment and leave a rating, or send us an email with suggestions, podcast@greenleafmusic.com. Thanks for listening.
So here I am at home, leaving for the Dolomites tomorrow, practicing, learning all this new music, and trying to stay cool.
Okay, so I'm now at JFK. It's Wednesday afternoon. I'm flying to Paris, where I change planes and fly to Verona. And then it's about a 2 or 3 hour drive from there to Passo San Pellegrino. We're staying in a town called Moena in the Val di Fassa in Trentino. And I'll be meeting the rest of the musicians to start rehearsing and taking a look at all these new arrangements. So, but first, many hours of fly time. All right.
Right, so like we're on the airplane.
Yes.
And I just, by coincidence, I'm in row 26, in case you want to know. And row 26 was wide open, and then right at the same time, me and Edmar Castaneda both moved into the same row. I haven't seen you in, I don't know,
a couple
long
years.
How are you doing, Edmar?
Good, man. Great to see with you, man. It's a great company.
That's really funny. I got my new portable microphone.
Yeah, man. That was you on top, man.
I don't know about that. So you're going to Spain?
Yeah, I'm going to Victoria Jazz Festival.
Nice.
Playing a solo concert there.
Great.
Yeah.
Latest record, you have like 9 different people on it, right?
It's like a world ensemble, and uh-huh. It's I choose different musicians from different parts of the world, like Brazil, Turkey, Israel, Colombia, Chile, you know.
Wow.
They all bring their own, you know, taste and I guess experience in jazz with, you know, with their culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy with this live album. We did it's a live album at the Jazz Standard.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, I'm going to grab that and play some of that on this
show. No.
Are you still playing the same instrument as when we worked together?
Yeah, I'm still playing
that was probably 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, I'm still playing the Colombian harp.
Uh-huh.
And, wow, 6 years ago? Wow, that was,
something like that. I mean, the amazing thing to me was how it's basically a diatonic instrument. I mean, it just plays one scale. And then
bend the strings to get the sharps and flats?
Yeah, actually,
what key it's in.
Yeah. You can tune any key, you know.
Right.
Actually, I just got an endorsement from a French company who makes harps. And we developed this harp that you have levers.
Oh.
So now you can tune any key.
Well, I don't have my fancy mic with me, but I went for a run at 7. I'm pretty far up here, and there's a valley across the way where it looks like there's a couple dozen cows. Can you hear those bells? I don't know. Pretty awesome. Yeah. They're probably about, I don't know, it's hard to tell. Maybe a mile across the valley. All right. Okay, here's some up-close reportage. Hey guys. You're going on my podcast. They're like so totally whatevs. Okay, I'm back at JFK. It was this morning at sunrise. So we left the hotel at 4:45. We got up there around 5:30. Concert started at 6. Sun was coming up. There's pictures. There's probably a ton of video floating around. And I went straight from the gig to Venice Airport and flew back, and I'm at JFK. Seems like it was a dream. So it was great to play all that music again.
Thank you.